Welcome to episode 944 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
So-and-so, who is conveying this letter to you, has been tested by us and is loved on account of his trustworthiness. You will do well if you deem him worthy of hospitality, both for my sake and his, and indeed for your own. For you will not be sorry if you entrust to him in any matter you wish, either words or deeds of a confidential nature. Indeed, you too will praise him to others when you see how useful he can be in everything.
These are the words of Demetrius, an ancient author who describes how to write letters. Here, he provides a model letter of recommendation. In the early Christian community, letters of recommendation were crucial, especially given the frequent travel of teachers and preachers across different regions. Notable examples of such letters include Philemon and 3 John. Paul, who founded the church at Corinth, humorously proposes that he might need to present such letters on his next visit. However, he quickly points out that the Corinthians themselves serve as his living letters of endorsement. They embody the teachings and character of Christ, effectively showing that they are the letters of Christ, crafted through the ministry of Paul and his associates. Clearly observable Christian lives profoundly impact the world, serving as a universal language that communicates the essence of Christianity. Such lives inspire people to grasp profound truths and embrace God's commandments. The covenant of grace, initiated before the world's creation and offered to biblical figures from Adam and Eve to the children of Israel at Sinai, remains as relevant today as ever, embodying God's eternal grace for all humanity. The new covenant, highlighted in the New Testament and ratified by Christ's death, brings a fresh understanding of God through Christ's life and ministry. This renewal is not just an update, but an expansion of our relationship with God, made possible by Christ's transformative sacrifice. Conversely, the Old Covenant, primarily associated with Sinai's laws, often led to an external obedience that lacked the heart's transformation, reflecting a struggle to grasp the law's spiritual essence fully. God's law is central to the divine-human relationship, reflecting a life transformed by grace rather than as a means to earn salvation. Salvation through grace alone was established before the world began and remains constant for all time. In Paul's teachings, the New Covenant is a ministry of the Spirit that brings righteousness and lasting glory, focusing on internal change over mere external adherence, empowering us to fulfill God's laws through a deeply personal and transformative process. Paul contrasts Old and New Covenants, emphasizing the transformation that occurs when we turn to Christ. The Old Covenant, defined by strict adherence to the letter of the law, often led to a ministry that, while glorious in its time, ultimately resulted in condemnation rather than redemption. Why? Because it focused on external compliance without fostering internal transformation of the heart, leading to a legalism that overshadowed the law's spiritual purpose. In contrast, the New Covenant, underpinned by the ministry of the Spirit, brings about a profound internal change. This covenant, heralded by Christ's life and death, is characterized by a lasting and transformative glory that the Old Covenant could not achieve. It empowers us not just to adhere to the law externally, but to internalize its spiritual essence, allowing the Holy Spirit to inscribe God's laws directly onto our hearts. This process ensures the law becomes a dynamic, living guide to righteous living, rather than a static set of rules to follow. Paul uses the metaphor of Moses' veiled face to symbolize the spiritual blindness of those who cannot yet see Christ in Scripture. However, for those who turn to the Lord, the veil is lifted, allowing them to perceive and understand Scriptures in a new light, one that reveals Christ as the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. This unveiling enables believers to see beyond the literal words to the profound spiritual realities they signify. This spiritual transformation is not an isolated event, but a continuous journey of becoming more like Christ, a process Paul describes as moving from one degree of glory to another. This journey is marked by a progressive understanding and reflection of Christ's image, shaped by ongoing engagement with his teachings and presence through the Holy Spirit. This dynamic and ever-evolving process underscores the Christian experience not merely as adherence to a set of doctrines, but as a living, breathing relationship with God through Christ, continually refreshed and deepened by the Spirit's transformative work within us. This transformative journey into Christ-likeness profoundly influences daily Christian living, as it redefines how believers interact with the world, interpret hardships, and engage with others. The ongoing process of being changed into the image of Christ affects every aspect of life, calling for a living faith that actively demonstrates the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As believers grow in their understanding and reflection of Christ, their values and behaviors increasingly align with God's will. This alignment is not driven by the obligation to adhere to the law, but by a heartfelt desire to live out the principles of the kingdom of God. It manifests in practical ways such as ethical business practices, compassionate acts towards the needy, forgiving attitudes, and a commitment to justice and mercy in social interactions. These are not just idealistic goals, but real-life applications of faith that signify deep internal transformation. Furthermore, this journey impacts how believers respond to challenges and adversities. Instead of viewing trials through the lens of despair or as punitive measures, transformed Christians perceive them as opportunities for growth and deeper reliance on God. This perspective shift is crucial, as it allows believers to maintain hope and peace amid difficulties, witnessing to others about the power and sufficiency of God's grace in their lives. Lastly, this transformation enhances communal relationships within the church. As each member grows in Christ-likeness, the collective witness of the church strengthens. This unity and mutual growth foster a supportive and nurturing environment where believers can thrive spiritually, encourage one another, and collaborate effectively in mission and service. This dynamic of communal sanctification is essential for the church's role as the body of Christ on earth, where every member plays a vital part in reflecting the gospel's transformative power to the world. Throughout the epistle, Paul challenges believers to reflect on whether their ministry mirrors the life-giving spirit of the new covenant, or if it falls into the life-stifling legalism of the old. It is crucial for Christian leaders and followers alike to examine how their actions and teachings influence the spiritual vitality and resilience of those in their care. Are we facilitating environments where the Spirit of God can freely write His laws on hearts, transforming lives into reflections of Christ's righteousness? Or are we imposing standards that burden and discourage, hindering the dynamic and liberating work of the Spirit? As we engage in ministry, whether formally or informally, our goal should always be to foster spiritual growth and courage, rooted deeply in the transformative power of the Holy Spirit and the living truth of God's Word. Note that as Christians, we are each called to have a ministry that transcends formal positions within the church structure. This calling is rooted in the biblical principle that every believer is gifted by the Holy Spirit to contribute uniquely to the body of Christ. Whether one serves in a recognized church role or in daily life contexts, every action and interaction is an opportunity to minister grace and truth, reflecting Christ in our dealings with others, demonstrating forgiveness, and living out the principles of God's kingdom are all aspects of a personal ministry that affirms our integral role in God's redemptive plan. This perspective challenges us to view our everyday lives as platforms for ministry, where the covenant of grace influences not just our spiritual engagements, but every facet of our existence. Nurturing and sustaining this transformative journey within the church community requires intentional practices and a supportive environment that encourages spiritual growth among its members. The journey of transformation into Christ-likeness is continuous, marked by daily decisions to allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. This process reshapes not only our personal lives, but also our interactions within the community of faith and beyond. As we grow in grace, we are equipped to support one another, celebrate each step of growth, and face challenges with a steadfast faith that reflects the hope and peace of Christ. In doing so, we fulfill our calling as Christ's ambassadors, showcasing the reality of His kingdom here on earth. Father, thank you for inviting us into a life-transforming relationship with you through the new covenant. Empower us by your Spirit to live as true reflections of Christ, showing your love and grace in every interaction. May our lives continually glorify you as we grow in likeness to Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.